Ready? We're always there. We are the New York Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the New York Army National Guard.
Listen to Farm and Country Saturday morning at 10. The best of rural life and agriculture for the Catskills and Northeast Pennsylvania. That's Farm and Country Saturday morning at 10, only on Radio Catskill.
WJFF Jeffersonville. From river to river, mountain to mountain, we are Radio Catskill.
Hello and welcome to Connect the Dots on WJFF Jeffersonville. I'm David, your host, and this is the freeform show where each song leads to the next via some musical connection. Tonight, we'll be heavy on both classic and outlaw country, featuring the work of a few major songwriters and performers of that style, a couple of whom are pretty well known and a couple of others maybe not so much. And it will all be bookended by a few unique artists who created their own little worlds that sometimes rub up against country music, albeit in a slightly sun-fried or acid-fried way, depending on your perspective. So the first of those artists is the band Meat Puppets, who became fairly famous in the early 90s with their big song Backwater, and by having three of their songs covered by Nirvana on the MTV Unplugged concert album. But before then, though, they had been chugging away for a decade, making a strange blend of irreverent punk mixed with some ZZ Top grooves and Grateful Dead-sounding guitars. So we'll start out with an instrumental track of theirs called Aurora Borealis.
Thank you. table, watch her tear at the label from the bottle that she just drank dry. In her mind there's a burning, it took a long time, but she's learning. And just look at the teardrops she's crying. Everybody knows I love her, but her mind is on another. And just look what he's done to her pride. And if she should change her mind, give up the music and the wine, I'll be standing by to be the next in line. I know her favorite song so well, and she's happy, I can tell. Just as long as she can hear the jukebox play. So I'll keep playing it loud. I'll spend every dime I have to keep her happy in my own kind of way. Everybody knows I love her, but her mind is on another. And just look what he's done to her pride. And if she should change her mind, give up the music and the wine, I'll be standing by to be the next in line.
Well, the kids came out to play last Sunday morning, and I came in from playing all night long. I walked in and slammed the door. I put my cigarette out on the floor, and I told her a dirty joke, and the fight was on.
Well, you better quit bringing them ballroom habits home to mama. Yeah, you better quit calling me Rosie when you know that's on my name. When you come home, yeah, you better quit bringing them ballroom habits home to mama.
Last night I got high and I got lonesome, and I remembered just what I needed was waiting at home. I popped a pop all over the wall, and after that she wasn't friendly at all. And I could tell by the look in her eye that I'd done something wrong.
Well, you better quit bringing them ballroom habits home to mama. Yeah, you better quit calling me Rosie when you know that's not my name. When you come home, it's like a bad dream. I follow you around trying to keep the place clean. Yeah, you better quit bringing them ballroom habits home to mama. Yeah, you better quit bringing them ballroom habits home to mama. Yeah, you better quit calling me Rosie when you know that's not my name.
coming here to cause you no trouble. And bartender, just forget that glass of beer. And I'm sorry, old buddy, that I pulled her from your arms. But I just came to get my baby out of here. Would you believe she's never been inside of a honky-tonk? And would you believe she can't stand the taste of beer? Well, I just don't know what's come over my baby. And I just came to get my baby out of here. I've been watching what you've been doing from the door. And I told you once to keep your hands off of her. And I ain't gonna tell you anymore. Would you believe she's never been inside of a home? Can't stand the taste of beer. Well, I just don't know what's come over my baby. And I just came to get my baby out of here.
One, two, three.
Yes, I know she's the life of the party. And without her, things here would die. Oh, but don't you be fooled by her laughter. She has her sad times, she knows how to cry. She drinks and she talks just a little. And when the bride gone, she'll tag along with any old crowd. Yes, I know I'm to blame, and I feel so ashamed that I made her the image of me. Simple and old-fashioned in some ways. And she loved me till I dragged her down. Then she gave up and drifted away. She drinks and she talks just a little too loud. And when the bride gone, she'll tag along with it. Yes, I know I'm to blame, and I feel so ashamed that I made her the image of me.
Thank you. sell my mama short on loving me. I guess that's why she let me go so far. Mama tried to stop me short of stealing. I guess that's why I had to steal that car. She told me not to smoke it, but I did, and it took me far away. And I turned out to be the only hell my mama ever raised. Well, I rode into Atlanta, stolen tags and almost out of gas. Lately I'd learned how to get it fast. Those neon lights was calling me, and somehow I just had to get downtown. So I reached into the glove box. Another liquor store went down. And I said, precious memories, take me back to the good old days. Let me hear my mama sing of ages cleft for me. She tried to turn me on to Jesus, but I turned on to the devil's ways. And I turned out to be the only hell my mama ever raised. Well, they put them handcuffs on me. Lord, how I fought to resist. They took my belt and my billfold, my fingerprints and the profile of my face. And then they locked away the only hell my mama ever raised. And I said, precious memories, take me back to the good old days. Let me hear my mama sing Rock of Ages. Jesus, but I turned on to the devil's ways, and I turned out to be the only hell my mama ever raised. She tried to turn me on to Jesus, but I turned on to the devil's ways, and I turned out to be the only hell my mama ever raised.
Well, I left Kentucky back in 49 and went to Detroit working on assembly line. The first year they had me putting wheels on Cadillacs. Every day I'd watch them beauties roll by, and sometimes I'd hang my head and cry, 'cause I always wanted me one that was long and black. One day I devised myself a plan that should be the envy of most any man. I'd sneak it out of there in a lunchbox in my hand. Now getting caught meant getting fired, but I figured I'd have it all by the time I retired. I'd have me a car worth at least $100,000. I'd get it one piece at a time, and it wouldn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there. So the very next day when I punched in with my big lunchbox with help from my friend, I left that day with a lunchbox full of gears. I've never considered myself a thief, but GM wouldn't miss just one little piece, especially if I strung it out over several years. The first day I got me a fuel pump, and the next day I got me an engine and a trunk, then I got me a transmission and all the chrome. The little things I could get in my big lunchbox, like nuts and bolts and all four shocks, but the big stuff we snuck out my buddy's mobile home. Now up to now my plan went all right, till we tried to put it all together one night, and that's when we noticed that something was definitely wrong. The transmission was a 53 and the motor turned out to be a 73. And when we tried to put in the bolts, all the holes were gone. So we drilled it out so that it would fit, and with a little bit of help from an adapter kit, we had that engine running just like a song. Now the headlights, there was another sight. We had two on the left and one on the right, but when we pulled out the switch, all three of them come on. The back end looked kind of funny too, but we put it together, and when we got through, well, that's when we noticed that we only had one tail fin. About that time, my wife walked out, and I could see in her eyes that she had her doubts. But she opened the door and said, "Honey, take me for a spin." So we drove uptown just to get the tags, and I headed to ride on down Main Drag. I could hear everybody laughing for blocks around. But up there at the courthouse, they didn't laugh, because to type it up, it took the whole staff. And when they got through, the title weighed 60 pounds. I got it one piece at a time, and it didn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style. I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is around. Yeah, Red Rider, this is the Cottonmouth in the Psycho Billy Cadillac. Come on. Haul. This is a Cottonmouth, and negatory on the cost of this machine there, Red Rider. You might say I went right up to the factory and picked it up. It's cheaper that way. What model is it? Well, it's a 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59 automobile. It's a 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70.
Night. I held all the pretty girls tight. I was feeling single and seeing double, and wound up in a whole lot of trouble. Today I faced a big fight, but I really had a ball last night. I came home from work this morning. My little woman was feeling low. She told me what was on her mind, and she told me where I could go. Well, I didn't go where she told me to, 'cause the water was cold in the lake. There's something fishy about this whole deal. I don't see where I made a mistake. Yeah, I really had a ball last night. I held all the pretty girls tight. I was feeling single and seeing double, and that meant me a whole bunch of trouble. Today I faced a big fight, but I really had a ball last night. Like me, the sun was high. I started walking the long way home just to think of an alibi. Well, I couldn't think of a doggone thing that I hadn't already said. I guess I'd better just play it by ear, for I'm already dead. Yeah, I really had a ball last night. I held all the pretty girls tight. I was feeling single, and she ended up and wound up in a whole bunch of trouble. The day I faced a big fight, but I really had a ball last night.
George Jones and the Jones Boys with Feeling Single, Seeing Double. So, starting off the show tonight was a pair of tracks by the band Meat Puppets. First was the instrumental track Aurora Borealis from their 1984 album Meat Puppets 2, and that was followed by their slightly skewed cover of Burn Another Honky Tonk Down, which was an outtake from their 1986 EP Out My Way. That track was written by the Arkansas-born country singer-songwriter named Wayne Kemp. He put out records under his own name, but probably more notably, he had many of his songs turned into album cuts and often fairly big hits by other artists. His songs often hit that honky-tonk sweet spot of being funny, but also being about some tragic losers. So we heard a string of those songs next, and I'll call them out for you now. First was Wayne Kemp's first number one single as a songwriter, which was Next in Line, performed by Conway Twitty and included as the lead single and title track of his 1968 album. After that was Barroom Habits, again with Conway Twitty, and this time performed with Loretta Lynn off of their 1976 album United Talent. And then you heard I Just Came to Get My Baby by Farron Young off of his 1969 album Here's Farron Young. After that was Tom Petty covering The Image of Me, released on the 1995 box set Playback, but initially recorded during the sessions for the 1984 album Southern Accents. And then you heard Johnny Paycheck with I'm the Only Hell Mama Ever Raised from his 1977 album Slide Off of Your Satin Sheets. And then Johnny Cash was up next with his last number one from the country charts, which was One Piece at a Time, the story of the slowest car theft of all time from his 1976 album of the same name. And closing out the set was the great George Jones with the Jones Boys and the track Feeling Single, Seeing Double from their 1965 album New Country Hits. So that was a little tour through some of the highlights of Wayne Kemp's career. I'm going to shift away from him, but we'll hear some more from George Jones right after this short break.
This week on Science Friday, we're going to talk with the outgoing Surgeon General, Dr. Vivek Murthy, about his latest report linking alcohol consumption with cancer and his parting prescription for the nation, focus more on community. Plus, the U.S. reported its first death from bird flu. So how scared should we be of this outbreak? Some answers on Science Friday from WNYC Studios. Fridays, 2 to 4 p.m. on Radio Catskill.
I'm Callison Stratton, a singer-songwriter, public historian, and host of Liberation Station here on WJFF Radio Catskill. Liberation Station is a show that highlights the work of female and femme-presenting performers across genre and time. It's my little way of balancing the scales of representation on the radio. Join me for Liberation Station every Saturday evening at 7 p.m., only on Radio Catskill. Listen local.
Welcome back to Connect the Dots. We're going to hang out a little longer here with George Jones, aka the Possum, and hear him sing a couple and also hear a couple that he co-wrote. So first up is I'm Ragged, But I'm Right.
I've come here to tell you folks I'm ragged, but I'm right. I'm a tramp and a rounder. I stay out late at night. A porterhouse steak three times a day for my board. That's more than any loafer in this big town can afford. Well, a big electric fan to keep me cool while I sleep. A little baby boy to play around at his feet. I'm a rambler, a gambler. I lead healthy life. I tell you folks, I'm ragged, but I'm right. Right here in my hometown. So now I've got a family, one that I'm proud of. I know that I'll be happy, cause they're the ones I love. Where's a big electric fan to keep me cool while I sleep? A little baby boy to play around at his feet. I'm a rambler, I'm a gambler, and I lead healthy life. I tell you folks, I'm a ragged, but I'm right.
Well, if you want to drive a big limousine, I buy the longest one you've ever seen. I buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters in the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. Well, if you wanna own a great big mansion, well, I'll give it my utmost attention. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters in the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. Well, I'm a fool, oh, for you. It may take a while, but I'll prove it's true. Well, if it's loving you want, I've got it. If it's money you want, I'll get it. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters in the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. Across the ocean, we'll travel anywhere you take a notion. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters in the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. Well, if you want to own a great big mansion, well, I'll give it my utmost attention. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters in the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. Well, I'm a fool, fool for you. It may take a while, but I'll prove it's true. Well, if it's loving you want, I've got it. And if it's money you want, then I'll get it. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters and the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you.
People in the city call me country because of how I walk and talk and smile. Well, I don't mind them laughing in the city, but the country folks all say I'm city-fied. The fighting men may say that I'm a coward, 'cause I never push no one around. Gentle people call me troublemaker, 'cause I'll always fight and stand my ground. Funny, I don't fit. Where have all the average people gone? Some pious people point and call me sinner, because to them I've never seen the light. Other folks think of me as a preacher. I'm just doing what I think is right. The wealthy people think that I am a hobo, lean and hungry, writing mournful songs. And the poor, poor people think I am a rich man, but really, I'm just trying to get along. Yes, it's funny, I don't fit. Tell me where have all the average people gone? Yeah, the government has given me a number to simplify my birth and life and death, and still my woman thinks I'm all important, like moon and sun and sea and sky and breath. Yes, it's funny, I don't fit. Where have all the average people gone? Funny, I don't fit. Where have all the average people gone? Did you ever
ever feel unwanted, kicked around so much you're taunted, heart cries out with so much pain, well, that's the way I feel. I loved someone and loved her dearly, spoke sweet words, she didn't hear me, left me here heart sick and lonely, that's the way I feel. To cry would do no good, I used to think it would, but the more I cried, the more I believed is what I'll do. Let this feeling have its day, maybe it will go away, maybe I will find another, that's the way I feel. I can't let heartbreak overcome me, just because of the way she done me, I forget I ever loved her, that's the way I feel. Cry would do no good, I used to think it would, but the more I cried, the more I believed, here's what I'll do. Let this feeling have its day, maybe it will go away, maybe I will find another, that's the way I feel. I can't let heartbreak overcome me, just because of the way she done me, I forget I ever loved her, that's the way I feel. Yes, I forget I ever left her. That's the way I feel.
There's a picture that I carry. One ring made some time ago. When they ask who's in the picture with me, I say just someone I used to know, just someone I used to spend some time. Just a flame that lost its glow. I don't tell them how lost I am without you. I say just someone I used to know. Just a friend from long ago. I don't tell them how lost I am without you. I say
somebody yodel and a hobo moan. Jimmy, he dead, he's been a long time gone, been a long time gone. A long time gone. If you want to get to heaven, got a D.I.E. You gotta put on your coat and T.I.E. Wanna get the rabbit out the L.O.G. You gotta make a cold motion like a D.O.G. Not like a D.O.G. Like a D.O.G.
name she gave was Caroline, the daughter of a miner. Well, her ways were free, and it seemed to me sunshine walked beside her. She said she'd come to look for work. She was not seeking favors for a dime a day and a place to stay. She turned those hands to labor, but the times were hard, Lord, and the jobs were few. All through Tecumseh Valley, but she asked around, and a job she found, tending bar for Gypsy Sally. She saved enough to get back home when spring replaced the winter. But her dreams were denied, her pa had died. The word come down from Spencer. She turned to walk in down the road. From all the hate inside her, and it was many a man returned again to walk that road beside her. They found her down beneath the stairs that led to Gypsy Sally's. In her hand when she died was a note that cried, fare thee well, Tecumseh Valley.
Breath's as hard as kerosene. You weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seemed. She began to cry when you said bye-bye and sank into your dream. Poncho was a bandit boy's. His horse was fast as polished steel. He wore his gun outside his pants for all the honest world to feel. Poncho met his match, you know, in the deserts down in Mexico. No one heard his dying word. That's the way. All a fella, all they say, could have had him any day. We just let him go so long, out of kindness, I suppose. Lefty can't sing the blues all night long like he used to. Dust that Poncho bit down south ended up in Lefty's mouth. The day they laid poor Poncho low, Lefty split for Ohio, where he got the bread to go, they ain't nobody know. The poets tell how Poncho fell. Lefty's living in a cheap hotel. The desert's quiet and Cleveland cold. So the story and we're told. Poncho Poncho needs your prayers, it's true, but save a few for Lefty too. He only did what he had to do, and now he's growing old. All the federales say could have had him any day. We just let him slip away out of kindness, I suppose.
That was Michael Hurley with his cover of the classic Townes Van Zandt song, Poncho and Lefty. Back at the top of this set, though, was a handful of tracks featuring George Jones. First up was I'm Ragged But I'm Right, an early single of his released in 1956. And after that, we heard three songs by another great singer-songwriter of the era named Roger Miller. First, you heard Tall, Tall Trees that Jones and Miller co-wrote together, and that version is off of Miller's 1970 album, A Trip in the Country. The second was a Roger Miller track that Jones wasn't involved with. It's called Where Have All the Average People Gone, and it's from Miller's 1969 self-titled album. And the third was another co-write between Miller and Jones, which was That's the Way I Feel, also from the Trip in the Country album. And then after that was one last George Jones track called Just Someone I Used to Know, off of 1971's We Go Together, which was his first album of duets with Tammy Wynette. So Cowboy Jack Clement wrote that song, and he produced one of the great Waylon Jennings albums, 1975's Dreaming My Dreams, and you heard Waymore's Blues from that album next. Clement was also an early champion of Townes Van Zandt, and he helped him get his first record deal. He also produced some of his records, and you heard two of those tracks next. First was Tecumseh Valley from Townes' 1968 debut album called For the Sake of the Song. And second was If I Needed You off of Townes' 1972 album, The Late Great Townes Van Zandt, released when he was very much still alive. So then to round out the set, you heard a cover of Townes' classic tune Poncho and Lefty, this time performed by the outsider folk artist Michael Hurley, and that comes from the 2016 compilation album Days Full of Rain. And so to close out the show, we'll dive just a little deeper into Michael Hurley's world and hear an original track from his 1976 album called Long Journey. This is Hog of the Forsaken. Okay, thank you for listening. If you want to reach out, you can get me at connectthedotswjff@gmail.com. And thank you, as always, for supporting WJFF Jeffersonville.
Forsaken got no reason to cry. He got to chew the angels falling from on high. He ain't waiting for no answer, baking woeful pie. Pie of eyesight, pie blue black. Oh, that pie, the pie of by and by. The forsaken, well, he ain't like you and I, with bones always breaking and no place to go lie. He's in the box so dark and wet, he got so much time, he ain't even worried yet. The hog of the forsaken, he is the pork of crime.
Papa the Forsaken, he'll leave you one more chance, which if you won't be taken, he'll leave it for the ants. He sings out in the wilderness, he sings for friend and foe, he sings of these and those times as well as the times to go. The Forsaken, he swims out into the sea, behind the alligator guard, chased a leaping mullet. He chops water hyacinth, going to the sea. The hog of the Forsaken, he is the hog for me. He chops water hyacinth, going to the sea. Hog of the Forsaken, he is the hog for me.
Support comes from Jeff Bank, Sullivan County's Community Bank, celebrating 110 years of service this year. Offering deposit and loan products for all your banking needs. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. National Mortgage Licensing System and Registry Identification Number 405318. Jeff Bank. Still banking strong. And support comes from listeners like you who donate at WJFFradio.org.
On Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, we cover the truly surprising parts of the news, as Roy Blunt Jr. recently discovered.
Is the Pope Catholic?
I'm Peter Sagal. You'll never know what shocking things you find out on this week's show. For example, special guest Josh Gad is not actually an enchanted singing snowman. Join us for this week's eye-opening quiz from NPR.
Sunday morning at 10 on Radio Cat.